in Daf Yudches Amud Beis, Tana Rabbonon, Hishmet Bo Sefer Oisiyos Oipsukim. If the Sefer left out Oisiyos Oipsukim, Bekoron HaKoyre Kemeturgimen HaMetargim. And the Koyre landed Kemeturgimen HaMetargim Yotso. Now what does this mean, Kemeturgimen HaMetargim? Let us see Rashi. Hishmit dileg bo ha-sefer, posik echot v'koron ha-koyre. And v'koron ha-koyre kemetugim anak ad metargim al-peh. This is very interesting. The Braise says, Hishmit bo ha-sefer oisiyois oipsukim. Oisiyois oipsukim. And Rashi says, dileg bo ha-sefer posik echot. The Koron HaKoyre. Rashi makes a new case, which it doesn't say in the Baraisa, Posik Echot. So he landed Balpeh, is Yotza. So Yotza, Philo was landed Balpeh. Meisvei, Hoyu Bo Oisiyos Metushtoshis. There were Oisiyos Metushtoshis that weren't clear, Mustama, they were rubbed out. Oy mekurois, im rishuma nika ksheira, bim la psula. So here it says, im ein rishuma nika, it's possible, and here we say that if he left it out in gans, and it is kosher. So the Gemara says, loy kasha hobe kula hobe miktsosa. That means if the whole Megillah, or rive of the Megillah, was metushtoshes or hishmet, so then it's possible. This is the din of kula, that kula is possible, and rubaki kula. And rabbi of the Megillah, if it's hishmet or metushtesh, it is also possible. Miktsosa means if it's not kula, it's not ruba, afilu chetzia, other rishonim hold, it is kosher. That can be lain balpeh. Now, the lashon of this barais is also unclear. Hoyu bo oisiyos metushtoshes oy mekurois. So what does mekurois mean? So first I thought mekurois means that the cloth is torn. And, so if the cloth is torn, so how does it go further? Imri shumon niker ksheire. L'cheire, if the cloth is torn, and the ois is nifsak, so what is pshat imri shumon niker? If the ois is nifsak, it's nifsak. How does it pass rishumon niker? Then I thought, perhaps we could say, mikurois means not that the cloth is torn, maybe the ois is torn. And it's nifsak, and he's saying imri shuma nikar means, but if between the two chelke ha'ois, it's rishuma nikar. So perhaps that is pshat in the beraisa, but it's also not too good because the chayodam in Hilchus Megillah says nire li, if the ois was nifsak, it is possible, just like the ois wasn't there. So why do you need a nira li from the chaye adam? That's what the Baraisa says. And l'chayra, sometimes they don't understand the chaye adam because a filu will say mekurois does not mean that the ois is nikra, it means that the cloth was nikra. So l'chayra, the whole psul is also only a psul that the ois is nifsak. There's no psul of mukif gvil, because the din of mukif gvil is dafke b'shas ksiva. When you write the ois has to be written and surrounded by gvil. If you write an endenun, and the endenun will go to the end of the cloth, that's also psul. So b'shas ksive, it wasn't mukif gvil. But the Mishnah Brura says, in Simil Amud Beis, if cut nun tes, if a person wrote an endenun, it was mukif gvil, and then he cuts part of the cloth, now it's not mukif gvil anymore, there's no problem, it's kosher. So l'chayre, the whole psul of mekurois, l'chayre, the only psul is that the ois was nifsak. fillo the cloth is torn. So it's unclear, so what is the Chayodim saying, Nira Li, that if the ice was Nivsak, it's Chosa. The Bir Halacha says that, what's the Halacha? The Halacha is, so we have here guidelines. That means if Roiv is not Metushtish, so it's kosher. You say, Rubai Kekuloi. So, the Bir Halacha says you can have something very interesting. You could have a Megillah, and in each word, you have one ois that's Metushtish, a Roiv of the oisiyes are kosher, and each word is one ois Metushtish. So it'll be kosher. So the Bir Halacha says that if a word that is one ois metushtish, we consider like the whole word is not here. Not, we don't count oisius, we count teves. And if the one ois is metushtish by a teves, so the whole teva becomes puzzle. Perhaps we could bring, maybe it would be good, the lotion of the Bereise. The Bereise says, Hishmit bo seifer oisiyois oi psukim. There was Hishmit oisiyois oi psukim. So the Bereise jumped from oisiyois to psukim. Lachayrish say oisiyois, teivois, psukim. Why did he jump psazoi? He jumped but according to the Bir Halacha, it's very good. Oisius is Tavis already. So that's one that Bakelti is saying, either there's missing Tavis, Oisius is Tavis. Tavis, I psuk him. You can learn it Balpe. Let's just see for 1 minute the Goin and the Goy Sagro. Kimeturgimin hametargim. So, according to Rashi, it means that there was missing Oisiyes, there was missing Teves, and he learned it Balpe. So the Goin says, Leperish Rashi kozes fas yeseru, kimetugimin hametargim. The whole thing is a psmiyuta, bekoronakoyos, hishmit bekoronakoyre, he learned it, akoch, he learned it balpe, if it's not this, akoch, he learned it balpe, so the whole kimetugimen, kimetargim is miyuta. Avalapeirishu, so the Goyim wants to say a different shot in the Bereise, shekoron beloshin targu, that what was missing, if there's no oisius there, so he decided to learn the beloshin targum. Lefisho yurigilim betalgum balpe, because when they said balpe, they used to say the targum. So now he has to say balpe. So they said the targum. If they're reading, they read what it says. They weren't reading, so they said the targum. Okamash melon. So now the Bereise is telling us two chidushim. Chidush number one: the af lemakir ashuris. This person, He was laning Ashuris. Is Yaitze Belas? We had mentioned before that the Machlekes, the Ramban, and the Ran. If there's a heter of Las to someone who's Makir Ashuris. Chiddush number one. Chiddush number two. Kamash Melonav Shekore Bebeis L'Shoinis Yotze. The second Chiddush, that even though he laned into L'Shoinis, is Yotze. The tzorich likreis kula. You have to learn every word of the Megillah. Va'af hamiyut ma'akev midakoma otu anan. The Gemara brings a raya that we also don't understand. We also don't understand achashtaron b'nei ramochim. So we don't understand one word. So v'aistois that each word is ma'akev. Let's not go into this Ariches, how he explains the Yerushalmi. And he's Messiahim. The next Shura Pashtid Yerushalmi Mashma Kedivrei Haramban Delo Yotso Elo Halaz Aloyiz Davke. Then he says the Yerushalmi holds like the Ramban
that that the whole heter of belaz is dafke by a loyes, someone who doesn't understand Lashon HaKodesh, but someone who does understand Lashon HaKodesh and not Yaitse belaz, v'kan dafke b'miktsosom. But here, so before he started off Shteitach Da'achidish, even though he knows Lashon HaKodesh, Hafal Pikein, Laz is also good, so he says Vakert, so it's good, Dafke b'miktsoso. So that just like the halacha is al peh, is as we mentioned we started the perik the Turevnes Medayik kor o al peh, that kor o al peh means it says a koyre limafreya. A koyre limafreya means that Vili Lane's one word limafreya, it's puzzle a koyre limafreya. Kor o balpe means he learned the whole Megillah balpe. I said the whole Megillah balpe al tzrubay kikuloi. So b'meile, so kor o balpe. So the Goyin wants to say, so the whole din of Laz, the whole din of Laz, that the Ramban says that Laz is no good, that's dafke if kor o. Emerson the Turi Evan doesn't hold like this. Emuchetzich on the Loshen, Kor o alpe kor o targum. Now, kor o targum, Lemais is speaking about that he didn't understand the targum. That's the din of kor o targum. Now, Gavuchi, the Svasemis wants to be chaylik on the Turiyev. He wants to say, could be also the din is dafke roiv, just like alpe. And the Goy wants to say, or a third din, that the Ramban says, I feel like you do understand Targum. It is only mutter if you are lawyers. So that's a din in Korah, in Korah, that the tafke if Reiv is Targum, you're not Yoitze. But if a Miet is Targum, you're Yoitze. Nagav Urche, the Rashba says, he has a raya from the Gemara weiter, that that's what it says, that Mixus is good, Dafke Roiv is no good, so the Rashba says that Dafke Kisheshnei Roshei HaMegile Ksuvim Lefonov, that the Roshei HaMegile is Ksuvim Lefonov. Even though in the middle of the Megillah we're missing Psukim, but if the beginning is Shalom, and in the middle there's missing something, so Eina Niris Kisefer Choser, El Kisefer Shalom Sheyesh Baitos. Then it looks, if it starts off, it's sholem b'haschalosoi, b'soifoi. And in the middle it's missing, so that's not a sefer choser, that's a sefer sholem shiesh b'toys. U'b'megillah, hoyul v'nikreis igeres, and since a megillah is called an igeres, ein medagdikim b'tiyuseho b'miktsas, shiesh b'toys adru b'psula, hoyul v'nikreis sefer. That means, so it's a sefer sheyesh baitoi, so a mitzvah is good, and roiv is no good. Abo kshechoser mimeno, meiroishov adi shehudi, afo pi shemiyute, niris ke sefer choser. We'll see later, because the lotion of the Mishnah is that tzor shetei ksuva kula, the whole thing has to be written. So the Rashba Muchetzech, what's a ksuva kula, we just said, that he could be missing, he could be missing a lot as long as it's not roiv. So he says the Gemara is speaking about the beginning of the Megillah. The beginning of the Megillah Taka has to be sholem, but the middle of the Megillah he can have hishmid by oisya isapsukim and it's good. Nagavuche the Sharetzin says that according to this Rashba that the beginning has to be sholem, it means it cannot miss a posik. If it's missing words, the beginning, that is also not a chesaron. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Tanu Rabbono. Hishmit bo ha-koyre posik echot, the koyre left out one posik. Lo yoimam ekra es kulo, so I left that out, so first I'll finish the Megillah. V'achakach ekra isay posik, and then I'll read that posik. El koyre me isay posik ve'elach. Now he starts min koyre from that posik. Nichnas lebeis haKnesset. He entered a shul. Umotzo tzibur shekora chetsha. He found the tzibur that the first half of the Megillah they learned already. Now they're up to the second half. Lo yoyma ekro chetsha ima tzibur v'acharkach ekro chetsha. Ela kere oiso mitchiloso v'ad seifa. So, lo kere, what is pshat in this baraisa? In the Mishnah we had Akeire Lamafreya Lo Yotzo. That's what we had in the Mishnah. The Brais Lamaisa starts off also with this Loshna Akeire Lamafreya Lo Yotzo. That's one case. And then now we have two more cases in Lamafreya, that he skipped a posik, or he skipped half, and he wants to say half later. So the Ran says Pshat that the Fakert, that we have here three chidushim. The Mishnah is telling us, if in the same, Akeire Lamafreya Lo Yotzo means that in the Posig, Bimecha Shveirish Vayehi. If you start learning like that, so the Posig is at Sedreita Posig. So Fakert, that's Akeire Lamafreya Lo Yotzo. You have to learn the Posig the way it was written. That's the Psul of Lamafreya. But what is the din if all the psukim are good? No, one posik he says lemafreyes. I would think that's an entity b'fnei atzmoi. Chat psukim mil sabah peinavshe. I'm saying everything mesudadik. No, one posik. So that wouldn't make kalye. Ubosakula avshalom mikre. And then the save is as a bigger chiddush. As a chetshav rebusa tveimi posik echot. The whole palge inyan bifnei atzma. It's like mamish two in yonim. So there could be so one is not mekushin to the other. This is one half of the other half of the Megillah. So I would think there's no psul. So he's telling us by all these three things is a psul of lamafreya. But it is interesting. The loshen of the Barais is very interesting. The Barais, the God starts off like the Mishnah. Akoyri lamafreya lo yotza. So, but now these two halachas, it says a pesaganza megillah. Lo yoy marekra skula vachakach ekra yisei posik. Alakayrem yisei posik vila. Nichnas lebeis haKnesses. Lo yoy marekra chetshit. It tells her don't do this, do that. I mean, the lochayre, it would have been proper if it says lo yotzo. If he did this, it's lo yotzo. Why? Lamaisa in Shulchan Aruch is brought down that he's lo yotza take. If he learned chetzio and then he learns the first chetzio later, he's not yotze. So it's very interesting, the shini haloshin, like this loshin would seem, it's only lechatchila dikan hoge, but, Lamaisa it's b'diyevet, he's not yotze. Misnam name yotza. We had in the Mishnah, if he learned he was misnamnim, so he's yaitze. Heichi domi misnamnim, Omar Rav Ashi nim v'loy nim, that he's dribbling a little bit, v'loy nim, but he's not completely asleep. Tir v'loy tir. He's up, but he's not completely up. So he's in this, he's a little sleeping and a little up. And now, the korilei v'oni, if you'll call him, he'll answer you. He's so much up to answer you. But lo yoda la dure svor, he won't know, if you'll ask him a question, he won't, something that needs binas halev, he's not so much up to answer that. V'chi mitkerulei mitka, but if you start reminding him, so he can remember it, so that is the matziv of nim v'loy nim, tir v'loy tir, that's misnamnim. Now the holding of misnamnim, that is yoytze, is dafke, the mechabel says that dafke if he was a koyre. So he was a koyre, so even though he's having problems plowing through the Megillah, he's fighting the sleep, Al Kaponim, he was a Kairi, laying the Megillah. That's called a Kairi. Like this, if he's left on this Madrega, so he's talking in his sleep. That's not called a Kairi. But this is called, it's called that he has enough das to do what he's doing. But what if he's a Shemeya? So then the Machaber says, Klor, he's not Yoitze. A Shemeya is because that Sikha, there'll be many words he will not hear. But he has a Kairi, it's speaking about he said all the words. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the Prima Godem. Prima Godem asks, he has another problem. There's mitzvah Sriches Kavone. So the Prima Godem says that it's speaking about he was Mechavin, the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. In Shaar Yetzin, he's Meirer on the Prima Godem. He says if he doesn't know Lahadure Svore, Eich Yochel Lechavin Lotze, it's actually been Mechavin to be Yoitze. You need Binas Halev on this. If they can't be Mechavin a Svore, how can he be Mechavin to be Yoitze? So the Shaar Yetzin says that he disagrees with the Prima Godem. He says that that halacha that you have to be mechavan to be yoitz, he says you don't have to by every word to be mechavan. Before you start the Megillah, you're mechavan to be yoitz with this. So he says, usually the misnamnim comes in the middle of the Megillah, not when he started off, he still was a little up. And then and during the process of reading the Megillah, he got drowsy. So memela, so the kavonim, the kavone is the kavone we have from before when he started being kaire. Oya kaisva dersha omagia im kiven libo yotzo. Kavin Rashi tir er adurisvor davarbo mi bina saleiv. Now, we had in the Mishnah Hoya Kaisva, he was in the process of writing the Megillah, or Dersha or Magia, Im Kivin Liba Yotza, Uz Machavan his Yotz. Like the Gemara Eichidome, Ida Kamisader, Psuke Psuke. Now, we have over here, he was a Koire and a Koiset. So the Gemara says, "Ida kamisad the psukim psuke because of them." That means first he said the psukim, and then he started writing it. Ki kivenli by my have alpeh, so it's alpeh. So why is he yaitze? Ella the cause of psukim psuke bekori leim. Now speaking about the other way, that first he wrote the posik, and then he leim that posik. Umiyotze v'amarab chelbi, amarab chama bagu yamarab. Aloche kedivrei ha'imer kula. That aloche is that you have to learn the whole Megillah. Afil l'man diyoma me'ish Yehudi, afil yehold me'ish Yehudi, tzrichish teksu v'kulom. Aber kaponim, afilu, you don't have to learn the whole Megillah, but the whole Megillah has to be kosov, you have to learn from a complete Megillah. So if it is speaking about that he started writing sentences, and then he read those sentences, he's not reading it from a Megillah. So how is he yaitze? Ela de monche Megillah kamei, v'korilei minei psuke psuke v'kosav lo. But it is speaking that there was a Megillah in front of him, and a kosher Megillah, and he was laning each posik that he wrote. First he laned, and then he wrote it. So memelis of him kiven libo, if he was mechaven, with this kriya to be yaitze the mitzvah mikra Megillah, so he's yaitze. That is pshat. In Chedushi Rabbi Kivega, they bring down that Rabbi Kivega brings a tshuva Shev Yaakov. The Shev Yaakov has a shaila if you say Ksiva Kedibo. This is a shaila which is Emerson said Chubis Rabbi Kibega. The shaila which the Gedolei Achronim spoke about Lagabi many in Yonim, Lagabi Sfira Soima, if you say Ksiva Kedibo, Lagabi Shvue, if you say Ksiva Kedibo. And it seems that Shev Yaakov also cleared by Mikra Megillah. If a person wrote a Megillah, so if you say Ksiva Kedibo, so it's Elaine the Megillah. Rabbi Kibega says it's Leishmil Oznoi, but then nobody ever also writes Leishmil Oznoi. But that's the Shaila. Do you say Ksiva Kedibo? Don't you say Ksiva Kedibo? So the Shev Yaakov brings a raya from our Gemara that you don't say Ksiva Kedibo. Why? Because what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says that Lefiemis is speaking about that there was a kosher Megillah, and he was writing over this Megillah. He was writing over this Megillah, and it says if he was mechaben hoya, that was the case. Hoya koisva dersha megiya im kiveli beyotza. So Avshad, he was koire. That's the maskonas haGemara. He was writing it. Alo demancha megila kamei vekora lo mino psuke psuke. That the Megillah was in front of him, and he was laning each pasuk because of law, and he wrote it. So the shaila is, if he was mechaven with the kriya to be yaitze, so he's yaitze with the kriya. So frek the Shev Yaakov, he should be yaitze with the ksiva. Why do you need v'kari lo minei psuke psuke because of law? Because of law is also, if he wants to be yaitze with it. So you see, you don't say ksiva kedibah. So Rabbi Kivega says it's a tois. He says, because there's a din of mitoicha ksav. So bishloim, if he's laning it, and then he writes, so he's saying the words, bishas is looking in the Megillah. So that's called mitoicha ksav. But if he wants to be yaitze with the ksive, so he says, so vosgeit meron. He looked at it a minute ago. Nisov vayehi. And now he goes and writes Vayehi, but when he's writing Vayehi, he's not looking in Yana Megillah. So now he's looking how to write. So Memeil, that's called Shalom Mitech Aksav. So it's a Kri Shalom Mitech Aksav. So Memeil, so it's no Raya that you don't say Ksiva Kedibo. Could be this Alom that you say Ksiva Kedibo, but over here, this is a Dibu Shalom Mitech Aksav. So that's, he wants to slug up the Raya from the Shev Yaakov. Lema, yeah. So kaponim, so that is the case. So the Gemara says, so we have here a case that there was a kosher Megillah, and a person is copying over another Megillah from this kosher Megillah, and he's, before he writes each pasuk, he's misada the psukim, biskaira the psukim. So memele, So the didness of he was kivin li beyotzo. So the Gemara leime mesayilei l'rabbe ba'achonim. Toma rabbe ba'achonim rabbi yechanin osa lichtoi ois acha shaloi minaksa. That a person is not permitted to write one ois shaloi minaksa. Every ois of a sefer Torah has to be written from a ksav. You have to copy it from a sefer Torah. So memele, so the Gemara is as follows. That means you're making a whole akimta over here that it's speaking about was a kosher Megillah, and he's learning from that Megillah, and that's the story. Now lechayre, so if the halacha would be that whenever you write a Megillah, you have to copy it from a Megillah ksuve. So kochoch, if the Mishnah says hoya kaisva, so we know already that there was a Megillah ksuva already, because he can't be a kaisiv without a Megillah ksuva lefono. So memele v'hoya kairibo, so memele, so kivali b'yotzo, so we know there's a Megillah ksuva lefono, and he's kairim mitech oisa Megillah. But if you will be chaylik on Rabbi Baba Chone, So Chilka Rabba Babachana, so a Kaisiv and Megillah does, is not necessary at all that there should be a Megillah Ksuba Befonov. So how could the Mishnah be Saisim and say that in Kivin, Liba Yotza, Mehechitesha should be Yotza, he wasn't Kairim, Mitoch HaKsav? There's no Hechich Bechlal that the Mishnah is speaking about that there was a Megillah Ksuba Befonov. So Gemara says, "Dume disramile isramuye." It could be that it could be nekimt in the Mishnah. In Chanam, you don't need it, but the Mishnah means you have to figure it out yourself. Tak, it's a little sosom, but you have to figure it out yourself. Agavucha, one saw in Chayyilam from the Stipler Zechayne Levroche. He says this halacha. That we pass on this also lichtoiv ois achas shaloi min aksav is a moiridike chizik to the mesoira that Klal Yisrael has. That means every sefer Torah that we have was written from a previous sefer Torah also lichtoiv teich aksav some mele. So we have a mesoira till Moshe Rabbeinu. That's how our sefer Torah were written. Every Sefer Torah is an Edis on a previous Sefer Torah. Let us see Rashi. The Kamesada Psuke Alpe, because of Lei, Viktoni Yotzai de Kriyas Oisei Sida, Halachi Gedivre Yoimer Kula Tzorech Likrois, the Gemara that you have to learn the whole Megillah, Upligi bota noi vimasnisen mehechi kairi odom esa megile. Vyoitse bo yidei chayvosoi. So he says, Alocha kula. Rameirei mekula, Rabbi Yudoyimem ishehudi. The manche megile kamei umatik mimena. Vesayle le rabbe masnisen diktoni yotze. Veleke lo ukmei elo bimatik minaksav. Es mesayle le rabbe da kocha esa megile ksuva lefon. Dilme disramile, loy la mutter lichte, beloy hetig. Umas nisen disramile megile, umatik mimeno, itzach lashminen, eiche dematik mimeno, im kiven libo yotzo. Zogte gemore weiter, guf, oma rabbe barbachonam rabbi yechenen, osa lichte, ois achas, shaloy minaksa. Meisvei, Omar Rabbi Shimon ben Elozo, Meisvei b'Rabbi Meir, Sheholach la'aber shone ba'asyom, Lehoye shon megile, V'kosvo me'liboy, there was no megile, Meir was a sefer, and he wrote a megile me'liboy, V'korom, so it's not like Rabbi Barbachone, it was not me next up. Omar Rabba Bo Shani Rabbi Meir, the Mekayim Bey Vafapecho Yashiru Negdecho. That the pupil of your eye you will see straight ahead. Omar Emi Bachomel Rabbi Yomi Yemidifti Mai Vafapecho Yashiru Negdecho. Omar Loi Eilu Divrei Teirer Vusiv Bohoi, Bohu Asoi Feinecho Boy Veinenu. Vafapecha's loshen asoif einecha boy. Now what was Yaishiru negdecho? What was in front of him? Divrei Teure, that is so easy to forget. Asoif einecha boy veinenu. That one just shuts his eyes and misir das from Teure, so he forgets Teure very. Is by Rameya, vafulohochi, miyushorinein, eitzel Rameya, by Rameya, the va'af ha'pecho da'asoyf enecho bo yeshiru enegdecho was in front of him. Hagavucha, they once asked the Rogatchov Goyim, asked the Rogatchov Goyim, who knew kolo terikulo bal peh, so he asked the Rogatchov Goyim, what is the difference between him and the Vilna Goyim? So the Rogatchov Goyim said that the difference between the Vilna Goyim is that he knows kolo terikulo by heart, going one way, but backwards he doesn't know it by heart. The Vilna Goyim knew it backwards also. So they didn't understand. He said, you know Ashrei by heart? He said, yeah. So tell me Ashrei backwards. He couldn't say Ashrei backwards. He said, that is Pshat. The Vilna Goin, the Torah was in front of him. If you have a Siddur in front of you, you can read it backwards also. But the Vilna Goin was in front of him. So it was in front of him. He could read it backwards and forwards. By me, I know how to read it this way, but it's not in front of me. This Bechina, Vafapecho Yashiro Negdecho, that Soivinecho Boy Beinenu, that's in front of you, that was Rameyer, that was the Goin. So Mamele, so the Gemara says that's different. A person who's such a bechina, he can write a Megillah afilu baal peh also. Rav Chisda Ashkechei l'Rav Chananu, davikosav svarim shaloi minaksav. Omalei ruye kol ha-teire kulo likosi val picha. That's right, but you kol ha-teire kulo is yabchina v'haf ha-pecha yashiru negdecha. Elakach omru chachomim, osa lichtev eis acha shaloi minaksav, but you're not allowed to. Midekom hakol ha-teire kulo ruye shetikosi val picha. Mechlaldim yishorim ein etzloi. So, Vafal Pikein, he told him not allowed to. Frag the Gemara, Vorameya Kosav. I Rameya did right. So what's the difference between Rav Chanan and Rameya? And the Gemara, Shasatrak Shani. There was a Shasatrak. Rabbi Kebegin Gilin Shas brings down a Medrash Rabbe, and the Rishash Stein is, the Ran brings down a Yerushalmi, then we go to Medrash Rabbe, that the Mais of Rab Meir was very interesting. Shani Rab Meir, Ayin Medrash Rabbe, Bereshis, Soy Perik Lamed Vov, Shetiritz, Sheshtei, Megillois Kosav, Gonas, Arishayne, Bekiyem, Ashni. A very interesting Medrash. That Rav Meir wrote two Megillahs. The first Megillah he wrote Baal Peh. But that Megillah he wouldn't learn from that Megillah. But that Megillah is sufficient that now I can be matic a second Megillah from that Megillah. That's a very mechudish to gezacht that the din of Mitoich HaKsav does not have to be from a Megillah that's kosher likreis boy. Because that's like a posel likreis boy. Abaye shori l'rabe barchovu l'michtev tfilin l'mezuzah shaloi min HaKsav. Rabbi Barchovu was a moicha tfilin, a kosev tfilin, he was matter shaloi min haksav. So the Gemara keman ki haitane, the sanya Rabbi Yirmiyahu ima, the sanya Rabbi Yirmiyahu ima, mishim rabbeinu, tfilin u mezuzais nechtovei shaloi min haksav, ve'ein tzrichais sirtot. So we see in the Chemia holds that it's nicht of Shleim in Aksa. Behilches tefillin ein zrichen zirtut. Mezuzah is zrichen zirtut. Idi v'idi nechtovoish Shleim in Aksa. My time mikras grise. So the last halacha is the reason why tefillin and mezuzahs are nicht of Shleim in Aksa. Is because Migras Grisen, people know them, people remember them. Shkur Ashi says Grisen, Shkuris Bifi Koil. So Memela, so that's why here there's no halacha that has, you have to be matik it from another tefillin of mezuzahs, but Shkuris Bifi Koil. The Shach in the Yeredei is Mesupik, if the parshis of a person is writing a Sefer Torah, if he's permitted to write the parsha of Tvilin, which is Migras Grisin, he permitted to write the Shaloi Min Aksav, because it's Migras Grisin. Or there was a loch already that Sefer Torah has to be, they didn't differentiate the parshas. Sefer Torah is nicht of Min Aksav. That's the Shach Sasofik. Yeah. sagt Rashi, mit Rashi, הסויף עיניך בוי ואיננו, אם תכפל עיניך ממנו, הרי הוא משתקחס ממך כהרף עין. Forget it right away. דווי ברחוב הוא מייך את תפילן הווה, כדברי לי בבוא ויציע, תפילן דווי ברחוב הוא שכיחה. והלכס כך הלוכה למוישה מסיני, So, Rashi says, Pshat, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. So what is Pshat? So we had before, it's very interesting, we had before, Rabbi Yirmiyah said, Tfilin Mezuzas ain't Tzrichai Sirtot. So Rabbi Yirmiyah said that Tfilin Mezuzas do not need Sirtot. V'hilcha said, So Rashi says, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, Tfilin ein Tzrichen Sirtot, Mezuzois Tzrichen Sirtot. It's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. So it would seem, Hastis, that... Pashtis... It would seem, we'll come back to the Rashi. Tfilin ein tzrich, ein an tzrich an tzirtot, perish rabbi netam, dechein aloche. So we have to understand pshat and taisvis. So the Rishash is two mahalchem pshat and taisvis. One mahalach he has in taisvis, he says he wants to make a guy's vechulu, Tfilin ein tzrich an tzirtot v'chulu, and then it's very good. So he's saying like this, that Rabbeinu Tam is choylik on Rashi. That we have here a machloikis, not that we talk, Hilchus means Aloch L'Moshe Misinai. No, the Rabbi Yirmiyah said that both of them don't need tzirtot. V'Hilchus, and the Gemara says, Tfilin ein tzrich an tzirtot, mezuzah tzrich an tzirtot. Perish Rabbeinatam, the Chain Aloch, he's not telling us that the Din Sirt is Aloch Lamoshe Misinai, the Hilchis is the Chain Aloch, the Chain Aloch, Lafuki from Rashi. Rashi, like all of a sudden, we're coming into, he starts with Aloch Lamoshe Misinai. So he says, no, the Hilchis, that means the Gemara says, the Perish Rabbeinatam, the Chain Aloch, he's telling us that's the Aloch. Nice song is Aloch L'Moshe Misinai. That's one mahalach he wants to say, the Rishash. And the second mahalach he wants to say is that Taisvis says in Saita, Taisvis Mutschitzich, like this, there's a Aloch, the Gemara says in Gittin, there's a member of Rabbi Yitzchak, that Shnayim Kaisvin, Shloisha Ein Kaisvin, there's a Shaila, how like this, a person is writing a posik, how many words of a posik is he permitted to write without sirtut? So two words he can write, three words he can write, four words you have to make sirtut already. So there's a problem that, if four words of Dibrei Torah you have to make sirtut, so what is pshat and tefillin ein tzrich and sirtut, there's problems. So Taisvis in Saita wants to say that there's a halacha l'moshe misinai that tefillin ein tzrich an tzirtot. That means even though there's a halacha that the shnayim kaisim shloishim ein kaisim without tzirtot, but tefillin is a halacha l'moshe misinai. So he wants to say maybe that's the chein halacha, and it could be that he's going on tefillin ein tzrich an tzirtot. He's coming to tell us that tefillin ein tzrich an tzirtot, that's the halacha. But Emerson, that's not so posh. Let us see Daran 1 minute. Daran is that Hayim at Beis. The Hilchasa. Vehilchese mezuze tzricha sirtot, tfilin ein tzricha sirtot. Ve'efsher dahaino taime. What is the difference between mezuze and tfilin? Fisha mezuze nivdekes pam achas b'shavua, once in 7 years. So you have to read it, you have to be boidik it. But tfilin mitech shen nishmorin ein nivdokim ela pam achas b'yoivu. Lefikach ein tzrichin ksav hamiyusha kolkach. Mishimochi ein tzrichin tzirtet. Lefize, so mamele, so the gather of tzirtet is that a ksav that's nitin likrois, you need tzirtet. A ksav, that's loy nitin likre, she don't need sirtet. Lof is a svorim, boy sirtet, shlo yarve vakoyrebe, shuzeh b'dike kol shor, chilamasik. Vakert, this is, you read them kesedah, so zichan need sirtet. Abo Rabbein Etam zal pirish, techi emrinen, mezuzah tzricha sirtet. But Rabbein Etam says no. That mezuzah tzricha sirtot, einish tzricha sirtot b'chol hashitas. You need sirtot on all the lines. Each line you need sirtot. But tefillin ain't tzrichen sirtot b'chol hashitas. That you don't need on all the lines. We'll see that the Rabbein Etam holds you need like a box. That means the top line, the bottom line, and two sides you need sirtot, and that's it. Shuz al soiva de leiboy sirtut b'sefer teire, elo b'shita reshoine, v'choshkein b'shal sforim. V'mishim hochi, itztach haloche b'mezuze la'tzricha sirtut b'chol hashitis. So you see, he holds that faker, the din, there is a din sirtut, but that's only the top line. So therefore, you need haloche l'moshe m'sinai, tell me by mezuzah you need tzirt. The mise the whole kisvei hakoydish tzrichen tzirtut b'chol hashitis. L'mayit tzrich haloche b'mezuzah. So why do you need haloche by mezuzah? Hilches tefillin nami amayin tzrichen tzirtut. V'chi migre gori, he didn't hold this for it, because yibaydik nef elavadai. Ein asvam tzrichen tzirtut, ela b'shita rishayna, the top line. Chutz mi mezuze, shehi tzrichen tzirtut b'chol hashitais. O tvilen kisvam, shen tzrichen tzirtut, ela b'shita rishayna. Avo b'shita rishayna mir tzrichen. To oma rab yitzot, vadai, ein asvam tzrichen tzirtut. So the b'shitas rabbein etam is ein asvam tzrichen tzirtut. Elo b'shita rishayne, chutz me mezuzah shitzricha sirtot b'chol hashitis. It's a besondere din that mezuzah need sirtot. B'chol hashitis a tefillin, kisvom shen tzrichen sirtot, elo b'shita rishayne. Avo b'shita rishayne mi yitzrichem, but shita rishayne we do need sirtot, dam rab yitzok shnayim kaisvim, b'loy sirtot, shalosh ein kaisvim. So Rabbi Netam learns that all Divrei Torah needs Sirtut of Shita Rishon on the top line. There's a Besundere Haloche that Mezuzah needs Sirtut every line. Now, L'chayre, from this Rabbi Netam, it would seem not like the Rishash in Ganzen. The Rishash wanted to say, what is Pshat and Taisis? Tfilun ein tzrichen tzirtut. Perish Rabbeinu Tam dechein aloche. So be'emesin, Taisis, he wanted, let's say the second Pshat. The second Pshat of the Rishash wanted to say, Taisvis in Saita says that why by Tfilin there's no Siltut. So Taisvis says, the Hochi Gemirlo, Le Motzi Le Sautit Lehu. And you're not allowed to be misahat at Tvillin. There's a besunder halacha l'mayishi mesina yinaldi misahat at Tvillin. Then Taisa says, but the Rabbi Netam says, this is b'chlal no din that you need tziltut. You only need tziltut on the top. Mezuzah is halacha l'mayishi mesina you need tziltut. But Tvillin, there's no, the Bekel Tvillin is like Sefer Torah and all Kisvei Kodesh, it doesn't need tziltut. Not as, those that hold you need tziltut all over have a problem, so why tefillin do not need tziltut? But the Rabbeinu Tam said nothing needs tziltut. So now, the second shot of the Rishash is very schwer. Perish Rabbeinu Tam dechein aloche. So Shash wanted to say that verkelt, that is a besondere aloche that tefillin don't need tziltut. That's not the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam holds nothing needs tziltut. The first pshat in the Rishash was he wanted to say v'chulu. Tfilin einon tzrichen tzirtut v'chulu, and it means mezuzah does need tzirtut. So, techein aloche, he wanted to say, not the way Rashi is aloche l'mayish mesina, it means he wants to be chaylik, v'hilchus is coming to be chaylik, and Rab Nechemye. But Lechere, the Rabbeinu Tam holds, I mean, that what mezuzah needs tzilt is also halacha l'mayishe misinai. And how do you know tziltut? Elevade and esvom tzichan tziltut elo b'shita rishayne, that's what we brought from the Rabbeinu Tam. The light boy sealed himself at the Beshit Rishain, the Bechoshim Shah's form, and Shemach Yitzhak Haloch, so it's a Loch Lamaish Messina, but Mezuzah Latrich has sealed it. Lachere from this Rabbein Tam would be not like the Rishash, not like both Pshatim of the Rishash. And the holding that Mezuzah needs sealed it is Takal only as a Loch Lamaish Messina. And he doesn't hold that there's Aloch L'maish M'sinai that tefillin does not need tziltut. So L'chayrips, that's just something to learn this run, L'chayrip and Rabbi Netam himself, it's not mashma like the Rishash. Let us go further in the Gemara. Koysa k'suva b'sam, so the Gemara says, yeah, we hear in the Mishnah, Hoysa Ksuva Besam, Sam Samo, Sikra Omar Rabba Baba Chone, Sikra Soshmo, Kumis Kumo, Kankantum Charse de Ushkefi. What are these things? So what does Rashi say? Rashi says, Samo Zalnich Beloshen Kodesh, Maritz Chayis is, that's Rashi Goshen Kodesh, the Gemara Chulin mentions this word Zalnich. The Rashi says, "Well, this bala sikrasot have odem shetzayim by trisim kumo sraf ilam charsa de ushkefi sam shetzayim by minolayim shchayim." So all these are no good. Diftere. Now we're speaking about on what materials it should be written. Diftere de Melia, so these are hides of behemoths, that was a process of making it into cloth, so it was Melia, the Kemiach, it was salted, and it was soaked, I think, with flour and water. Abavaloi offits. They did not put gall nuts into it. A gall nut is a type of a growth that grows on oak trees, and it seems that's mesugal for making klaf. So mamela, so that's no good. That doesn't become klaf without offits. Niyo is mochka. That's a papyrus paper, so that's also no good. Let us see Rashi. Charsa de ushkefi, sam shetzeven boi min alayim shchayim. Kemiach b'mayim, flour with water. Lo ofitz ma'ubed ba'fatzim shekeirin galosh. Mochka min asabim osui ayidei devek. That's possible. Let us see Taisus. Kan kantum chalse de ushkefi. Perish akuntris. We don't have this over here. What is this? Arminte. The kosher. Im kain. So if this is arminte, im kain ye osel. So that's no good. That's what says that this is no good. In idioi. Kan kantum is no good. In kain ye osel lahatel arminte lesoichad yoi. Elushmamino de kankantum lehabi aminte. Nochinami mashma hosom, the meforish time de kankantum osa, why is kankantum osa? Mishum der siv bekosav umocho gabi soite. That it says bekosav, you should write the megillah soite, umocho, nyamoiche, you erase it, so you need ksav sheyochel limoches. Need a ksav, that's also a sefer there, that it needs dioi, but need sav sheyochel limoches. The dioi sheyesh boi kankantum, ain't the yochel limoches. And so that's why kankantum is possible, because there's a tnai, you need a ksav that sheyochel limoches. And kain, shmamino de kankantum, lab aino armint, it's not armint. Shrei bechol yoim onu matilim armint l'seich ad yoi shalom v'vlochi machkin alei. And we see that we can erase ad yoi. So zet me doch klar that armint is not kankantum. Kankantum is a substance that makes it non-erasable. Benirik de perish rashbam be'ereven de kankantum heinu vitriyula. That taka is, you can't erase if you stick this. So this is taka possible. And the hay damrinen hosom shehi yeroike, vitriula is green. Bekomoki mishloime shemishacheres ksheshoich ken oisa hodeg hodeg. And Tosfos in Eirbin says, and you put it into the ink, so then it gets black. So mamela, that's the vitriula. Diftere de maliach bekemiach b'loi ofetz. Koshe. Im kein heich koiswin al klofim shalonu. So it says like this, that diftere is apostle leklaf, even though the hide was, there was the process of maliach bekemiach, but if it's loi ofetz, so it doesn't get a teres klaf. Okay, near kites from now klofim shalom udloyafitzi. By us, we don't use the office. So how do we write? Say for Torah, tefillin, amigilim. The tirat rabbeinu tam shasid shonu noisin beklofim shalom umahani keafotzin. That the sid is equivalent to afotzin. Beteida. The peg sheni de gitten omar the beloy ofitz yochel is daif. The Gemara says that without ofitz you could be mizayif it. Oh, v'shalon and yochel is daif alalovin. So al kochoch the sid that we process our klaf with, that's equivalent to ofitz. Ala seifa ubidyoy. Perish rabbeinu tam. Shahadiyoi shalonu hu diyoi gomo. Avo shalafatim, that there was a diyoi made out of fatim, my habi diyoi. That's not called diyoi. Bohochi mashvepek beis de gitten, tsanya bakil koismin, bidyo aget, you can write bidyoi, ubesam, umasik, bekol dovo shal kayoma. You can write again. Umasik lasuye mai, mishani lasuye ode toni rabchie, kosvu bemeitarye va'afza kosha. That means you can write with dioi and bekoldova. And what is koldova? Afza. Umidi itzterech lasuye afza, miribuye bosa de toni dioi. Shmamino de ike dioi lehavi meyatzim. No, by get you could write filo by avtzos umitamze. Rotzelivso seve teirak suve midioi shalafatzim. Because by get is a dimbekodov. Oh, but by Sefer Torah, there's a din we have later the drash in Bidyoy, when he case of a Sefer Bidyoy here in Yidyoy, Nafatim is not Yoy, so Memele, so therefore the many time after the past, sometimes the Rots of Lipsil Sefer Torah, Ksuvim Yidyoy Shalafat. Vashkenazim Eshivuloy, the Hosom Mayri Bemayim Sheshor Ben Nafatim. Now what the Gemara in Gittin says, it's only good by get, that's speaking about that they soak the fatsim in water. Avol oisam, she osu migufa fatsim, without soaking it in water, badai hu toib. Mikomokim nire doise shalona veikir dioi. Not a fatsim, kidamashme, perkolayad, rabbi ami, poli kurte diuse, ubodik. Perish, what did Rabbi do? Mishaber chatiche shel dioi, ubodik bei dam shocher. So it seems there was a dry dioi. He broke it off to measure, to see it if they're the same color. Ba'isay shalon ushar shvire, loy ba'isay shel afatzim. So it seems that afatzim is no good. Zok the Gemara weiter. Al Seifer Bidyoy, Minolon, Os ye ksive, we learn out of Xerishab. Ksipocha batichtev Esther Hamalke, Ksiposom, Vayemelam Boruch, Mipiv Yikra Elias Kolad Vorma Eile, Anikosev al Seifer Bidyoy.